could be gayer on a balmy day than to swing and sway in the polka way. The lambs and colts in the meadow play to the tune of the county fair polka. Gayest fun of all is the polka ball at the county fair in the village square. We will dance all night till the morning light to the tune of the county fair polka. County fair's a fun time for old and young, and sometimes you fall in love the one time with someone who'll always be true. Above, the moon is shining, you're holding the one that you love. The music may stop, but true love will not. Let begin with the county fair polka. Fairs are fun time for old and young, and sometimes you fall in love the one time with someone who'll always be true. Above, the moon is shining, you're holding the one that you love. The music may stop, but true love will not. That began with the county fair polka.
Oh, yeah, starting off the show there with a little Adolf Hoffner. That's from an old Sarge Records 45. And, of course, as you can tell, that was called the County Fair Polka. And with that, we say Vítam vás and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now, the October 2017 edition. Dennis Swatek here with you as usual. Glad to be back in the saddle again. Going to bring you a full 2 hours of great polka and waltz music. I hope you're strapped in. It's going to be a good show. Like I said, we kick things off with the County Fair Polka because it is County Fair time. It's fall here in October, November. We got county fairs and church picnics and festivals and Oktoberfest and just something going on every weekend somewhere. So definitely get out and go see a polka band in your area, or even get in the car and drive a little bit and go see somebody. But it's the, in my opinion, it's the best time of year as far as polka bands go. There's so much stuff going on, and the weather is just gorgeous. And, you know, it's just a great time to get out and see a band. For us as band members, it's, I love playing this time of year. Not just because we're booked, you know, pretty much every weekend, but, it's also, it's just fun, you know, church picnics and Oktoberfest. And, like I said, the weather's nice and cool, and it's a fun time. I really enjoy it. And October is also Czech Heritage Month here in Texas, as designated by the Texas legislature. So even though I teased last week that we might do an Oktoberfest show, you know what? There's so much Oktoberfest music everywhere. And Roy Hogg and them, they do a great German show. I'm sure they've got a lot of German music. I'm going to honor Czech Heritage Month, and we're going to do an all Czech show just featuring Texas bands this month in honor of Czech Heritage Month here in Texas. So we're going to get on into it and start things off with our album feature. Got a really good one this month. Harry Zarnik and the Texas Dutchmen, one of my favorite bands, from an album called White Horse Polka. And this is from, I want to say, the mid to late 1990s. I used to have a copy of it on CD that I'd borrowed from John Ondrashek. That's where I made my copy from. I don't have any more, so I don't know the exact date, but I'm thinking this was about 1996, 97, 98, somewhere around there when it came out. Maybe it came out earlier, but that's when I got a copy of it. So this is a great one. I mean, the playing is just off the charts. Fantastic. The song selection is really great. So we're just going to jump right onto it and kick things off with the title song. Here is the White Horse Polka.
Peace. Thank you. Thank you. sweetheart that I love so.
Yeah, that band is so smooth. So smooth. Such a great sound. Harry Czarnik and the Texas Dutchman. Let's go back and recap what we listened to. Side one of their album, White Horse. Of course, started things off with the White Horse Polka. Followed it off with the Grown Rose Waltz. Right after that, Child Like a Rose Polka. The Fairy Tale Waltz. The Borsichka or the Borsikanka Polka. I've heard it called both names. One of my all-time favorite pieces, The Farmer's Wedding Lander. I love that song. Another one of my favorites, the Red Raven Polka. And we wrap side one up with waltz called Haps Waltz. So there we go, side one from Harry Czarnik and the Texas Dutchman in the books. We'll be back with side two in the second hour of the show. For the rest of the first hour, though, we're just going to feature some great Czech music here from Texas. And we're going to kick things off with one of the most popular bands back in the 70s and the 80s, the Telstars. Here's their version of Pepičko, the Happy Joe Waltz.
Thank you. poli do mievi provoli. Až půjdu, hospodi, do mievi provoli. Žádná, žádná jiná je to moje milá. Žádná, žádná jiná je to moje milá. Zůstaň si tady u nás a já dám pozor na vás.
srdce máš, je se jen vyhýbáš, že jsem byl hodičký a nemám matičky. Kamené srdce máš, pro jiné se díváš, ten, kdo se více dává, tomu svou lásku.
Yeah, the great Bill Mraz band out of Houston there doing one we're going to be recording on our next CD. They call it the Green Grass Polka, otherwise known as Zelena. I say Zelena, the green is green polka. Right before that, our old band, the Dance Hall Boys, doing the Stoneheart Waltz. Central Texas Sounds from the Ellinger area, Ellinger, Fayetteville area. One called Who Is Gonna Love You? And like I said, we kicked that off with the Telstars. And the Pepichko, the Happy Joe Waltz. And we're going to continue on now. And I'm going to feature, I don't know if I mentioned this before. I think I did on the last show, that I borrowed a whole bunch of 45s from our other trumpet player, Dave Bedrich. And a lot of really cool, rare stuff in there. And as I was going through it, I even found more rare stuff than I even knew about at the time once I started looking at it. And we're going to kick off this little segment just... Three songs here, but they're all from 45s. And we're going to kick things off with, I believe, the very first single on the Guide record label. This is Guide 101. It's Jimmy Bruss and the Happy Country Boys. And this is the original version of the Corn Cockle Polka. He recorded it on one of his first or second albums, but it's a totally different version. This is the very, this has a totally different sound to it, totally different feel. This is the very, very original single version of the Corn Cockle Polka. So here we go, Jimmy Bruss and the Happy Country Boys on the Guide record label with the Corn Cockle Polka.
Jenom pro nás a nás.
Another Houston band there, the Dutch Masters, off of another Guide 45. That's Guide number 115, and that is, of course, the Gander Polka, or High Husitski High, as it's more commonly known. Right before that, a really, really rare recording from the Lee Ilse Orchestra, featuring, of course, Leroy Matoka on accordion and vocals on the Bess label out of LaGrange. That's what Lee Ilse recorded on the Bess, Bess label. And that's a very rare song called the Meadowlark Waltz. I've only heard that recorded a couple of times. I actually first heard it on a recording from the Czech Republic, you know, with the full orchestra and all that kind of stuff. And then I've heard the Dorka Brothers, they did it on one of their CDs. I think there may have been a Northern band or two that's done it, but that's probably from the early 1960s right there, from Leroy Matoka. Like I said, the very, very... rare song. Not many bands play that song. One called the Meadowlark Waltz. And like I said, we kicked off that set with the original single version of Jimmy Broch and the Happy Country Boys doing the Corn Cockle Polka. And another thing about these 45s, and I'll feature some more later in the show, is that the 45s were made for jukeboxes. So a lot of times they're different than the album versions. Like some of the songs I'm going to feature later are actually found on albums as well, but they have a totally different sound. They're mixed differently. The majority of the time they're in mono, because most of the jukeboxes were in mono, and they just have a totally different sound than the stereo recording. Like I said, a lot of times they're mixed differently to feature, you know, to sound better coming out of a jukebox. So that's really cool stuff there. One last little set here. A few songs. Let's get things back into it. Here's the Bay City Dutchman out of Corpus Christi and the Dreamland Waltz.
Thank you. se probudím, máš mě milovat. A nevnesný den, měl jsem libný sen, spatřil jsem tebe, krásné zahrané.
Everybody ready? Shine the song. Hold the time. One, two.
Oh, that's right. Alfred Vrazel there, introducing and closing out that number. Of course, the big three, the Vrazel Spoko Band, the Joe Patek Orchestra, and Leroy Motoka from a recording from 1973 in Shiner. Of course, that is the Shiner song, right for that band called the Starlights. I'm not really sure where they're from. I think maybe either Victoria area or maybe around the Yoakum area. I'm not positive. A nice version there of Ribaji, the Fisherman's Love Waltz. And the Bay City Dutchman started that set off with the Dreamland Waltz. And we got time for about one more song to wrap up this first hour, which is good because actually as I'm recording this on a Thursday night, I got some goulash on the stove I need to go check. So I'm going to take a break and do that. You guys stay here and listen to some music. Fritz Hottie and Fabulous Six. And of course it is October, so we're getting close to Halloween. So we're going to hear all about that Sketty Hostermann. So here's Fritz Hottie with the Hostermann Waltz. And we'll be back with hour number two in just a few minutes. Stick around.
Jedna pana milovala Hostermanna, zase byla jedno. Jedna pana milovala a Hostermanna. Ty môj milý Hostermanne, jak to spolu udeláme, zase môj milý Hostermanne, jak to spolu a uděláme. Ty nemůžeš bez vody žít, já nemůžu bez piva být, zase. Ty nemůžeš bez vody žít, já nemůžu a bez piva být. Be